From The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness by Graham Caveney and read by Joe Alessi. Me and Dave walk over Dillall to Clayton, past where my grandparents used to live, and I tell him about playing cards in the power cuts and how I feel bad for not seeing my grandma much after Grandad died. He tells me a story about his granddad that makes me want to put an arm around his shoulders. But I don't. He knows a pub where we'll get a lock-in. The landlady's put out a table groaning beneath plates of pork pies sliced into quarters, the insides glistening with gelatine. There are sausage rolls that don't seem to have any sausage in them, and bowls of nuts and crisps that are suspiciously damp. There are sandwiches, thick white bread just starting to curl, basins with pickled onions, and mince pies heavily dusted in icing sugar. People are wearing paper hats with glitter on their faces. The next table over, a man is blowing a party horn and singing the wrong words to Paul Young's Love of the Common People. I said to Dave that it's like that scene in Educating Rita, the one where Julie Walters is berating Michael Caine for raising her expectations of life, and how it cuts back to her, sat with her family, having a sing-along in her local. Except that she can't sing along, because she knows there's better songs than this. Graham was born and raised in Accrington. He is the author of 5 books, including his critically acclaimed memoirs, The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness and On Agoraphobia.